This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
A step forward despite a loss to the Avs on Tuesday. Seemed like we're moving in the right direction. But come on, star players. We need more. Good evening and welcome to the show. I am your host of the show, Brad Berube, and welcome to Flames Unfiltered, episode number 16, recorded on November 20th, 2019. An off day for the Flames as it's Wednesday night, and we prepare tomorrow to take on the Stanley Cup champions again. So that should be interesting and probably not what the doctor ordered right now. Even though I feel a little bit more confident after the Colorado loss. It sounds crazy to say that I'm confident after a loss, but sadly, I am. Best guys on the ice that night, Dubé, Ryan, and Lucic by a mile. Sad to say it, worst guys on the ice, Gaudreau, Monahan, Giordano. Shouldn't say that. Maybe not the worst, but sure not up their potential. Even though I did see some flashes of Johnny Gaudreau looking a lot better. You know what I'd like to see, though? I follow a ton of Flames people on Twitter. No kidding. And thanks for all the followers that I have and everybody that is in contact with me. Follow us at Flame Unfiltered, or you could follow me at Brad Berube. You know, this week, one thing frustrated a lot is all these absurd trade rumors. Now, I love trade rumors. I love talking stuff that probably will never happen, but it's still fun to banter about it and to go back and forth. And believe me, I've told some of my friends and I've told a bunch of people this week that, God, I'm so mad at Gaudreau. I just want him gone. I know that's not realistic. Still think it might happen in the offseason, but, you know, not one of those things that's probably going to happen in the regular season. It's pretty hard to make a trade at all in the regular season. So these rumors this week kind of just started to wear on me. You know, it's been kind of depressing this year covering the Flames and cheering for the Flames. And I knew when I started this podcast, I thought ahead and I thought, hey, how hard is this going to be to do when the Flames aren't any good? Because it's going to happen someday, right? I just didn't think it was going to happen in the first year. And I know I sound doom and gloom now, and we got a lot of hockey left to play, but we're heading on a 4-game road trip that's going to be really, really, really tricky. And I feel like we should be seeing something and seeing bigger steps in the right direction than we've seen. We need the star players to get going. Now, I know our shooting percentage is at like a record-breaking low right now, and I do have a gut feeling, though. I don't know if it's tomorrow night or tonight when this gets released, but do you guys feel a breakout game coming? I kind of feel a breakout game coming.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, the Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is proud to be a part of, is proud to announce that former NHL player Terry Ryan now has a podcast on the station. You've seen him on Spit and Chiklis. You've listened to him on his podcast, Third Man In. He's got a new podcast out called Tales with TR, a hockey podcast. Just released first episode yesterday, as a matter of fact. Gave it a listen today. It is great. It is entertaining. Make sure you check that out on the Hockey Podcast Network. All right, Flames fans, it's time to recap that Flames Avalanche game that took place at the Saddle Dome on Tuesday night. And of course, what do the Flames do? Early on in the game, they spot the Avs a goal. Yep, they did. They do it every week, seems like. Then they spot them two more, so we're down 3-0. Now I'm gonna I'm going to pause for a second here. I need to say something that's probably embarrassing and might piss some of the Flames fans off. At Tuesday afternoon, I was thinking, I was actually listening to the Fan 960. I love those guys. And I was thinking about the Flames, and I was thinking about getting scored on first. And it came to me that if I wanted to make some money, and the way things have been, I'd probably want to put some money down that the Flames get scored on first. Man, I can't do that. I'd be going against my team. And I also thought, man, if I really wanted to make some money, I don't think on the money line that the Flames are going to win on Tuesday night. Not with how they've been playing. Now, is it possible? Yeah. Now, I feel like there's a better chance that they win Thursday night against St. Louis after what I saw in Colorado, but now we got some more injuries. We're going to talk about that later. We got all kinds of problems going on. But so I got to admit that I put a little money down on the Flames losing and the Flames getting scored on first. Part of me did it because I am synonymous with placing bets and having them not work out in my favor. I'm not real good at it. So I thought, well, worst case, I win money. Best case is the Flames turn it around and I lose a little money. But quite honestly, right now, I'm willing to pay to get the Flames out of this. Well, I made some money that night, which is good, but sucks. Anyways, the Flames spot the Avs 3 goals. Then later mid-second, I don't even remember anymore. Ryan scores for the Flames on a shot that everybody made it sound like it was a beauty to begin with, and I've watched it, and it was a deflection. It was lucky, but we'll take a luck right now. Then in the third, Mangiapane gets it to within one as he knocks down a shot from the point and backhands it into the net, 3-2. Big push late in the game. On the power play, Lucic had chances. Geo had a grade A chance. No goals. Flames lose 3-2. Top players were not as good as they need to be. Monahan was a little better. Kachuk was a little better. Gaudreau was a little better. Kachuk, I was not impressed with. Backlund, I was not impressed with. I was impressed with the Dubé, Ryan, Lucic line, which when I first saw it was not thinking it was going to do that good, but it did really good. I'm also proud and happy because Michael Stone had a really good night. People forget when he got traded here from Arizona 2 years ago, he sparked a win streak that got us to the playoffs that year. Don't forget that, Flames fans. Michael Stone is not bad, and Michael Stone has done a lot for this franchise. Strong effort, I thought, especially in the third. They were outplayed drastically in the first and second. In the third, I felt like we got energy, and I felt like things just started to click just a little bit better, which makes me feel a lot better for what lies ahead, because it's not pretty.
Inside Edge Hockey News, bringing you inside the game.
Well, what do we do to fix this? What do we do? Well, I also run a website called Inside Edge Hockey News, which features a couple podcasts. The Instigator, which is a short rant that I do every week or every other week, depending on what's going on in the hockey world about something in the hockey world that's got me fired up. Check that out. It's on iTunes. It's all over. Check it out at InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com. I also have another podcast I do with a good friend of mine, Mr. Blake Friars. Him and I are actually heading up north into Brandon, Manitoba this weekend for some WHL hockey. Going to watch the Calgary Hitmen on Friday night take on the Brandon Wheat Kings. And then Saturday night, the Regina Pats come into Brandon. And we are going to go up and have a WHL weekend and record a live episode of our other podcast called the Debate Hockey Podcast. We record on Monday nights normally. It'll change a little this weekend. But on last Monday night's episode, my co-host Blake Friars posed a question to me on what I would do to improve the Flames. Give a listen.
If you were a GM of Calgary, what move would you make to get them out of this funk? If you had to make a move, what would you do?
You want to know?
If you could make one trade, what would I do?
Or what they're going to be able to do?
Sure, both. Give me both scenarios.
I would like to see Calgary trade Johnny Gaudreau. Oh my God, stop the presses. Will that happen? No, it won't happen. We're living in a world right now where trades like that can't happen
We're going to wake up Thursday morning and Gaudreau is going to be traded.
It won't happen. But what I would do is this. I think right now, and this is something they could do, is they need to infuse some speed and some youth. So I think you put Tobias Reeder on waivers and send him to Stockton because he'll clear waivers. Mm-hmm. And you bring up Phillips. You keep Dylan Dubé up. You scratch Milan Lucic on a 3-out, 1-in basis, depending on who you're playing. You play the Capitals, you put them in. You play, you know, Zach Cassian in Edmonton, you put them in. You know, you pick your nights. Mm-hmm. You put Lindholm to center.
I like that.
You take Jankowski and you put him on waivers.
Really?
And if somebody takes him, bonus. And you put Lindholm and you move Monahan down to second line, you'll move Backlund down to third, and you move Ryan down to your fourth.
So you would split up
Monahan and Gaudreau. And then you have Lindholm centering Gaudreau and Tkachuk. You have Monahan, Mangiapane, and Dubé. You got Backlund, Frolik, and Phillips. You got to infuse some youth into this. You got to really shake this up. You can't. They're not going to be able to trade Gaudreau like they probably want to. You know nobody wants Jankowski. You know nobody wants Frolik.
You think they've been shopping him?
Oh, I know they have. They had a deal. Jankowski was part of the Cadre deal.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
that's right.
You want to move Brody, but they can't move Brody either. There's guys that they're out there. They're shopping them, but nobody wants them. So I find it hard
to believe that nobody would want TJ Brody.
So then he's probably the one that could get traded.
Like, there's a lot of teams that would want TJ Brody.
But there's not a lot of teams that can afford TJ Brody.
Say don't want, they can't afford.
Well, okay.
There's a difference.
There is a difference. There's a big difference. But that's what I'm saying. So the reason I don't think the Flames can make that monster move is because their hands are tied. What are they going to do? But I think, I mean, not that I'm against Tobias Reeder, but he's not bringing anything to the table right now. Jankowski's not bringing the table. So you put them both on waivers. You pray to God somebody takes Jankowski.
I would take Jankowski.
I love Jankowski. I used to love him.
If I was Vancouver, I'd pick him up in a heartbeat.
He's been so soft. So you do it. You take your chances.
How much is he making?
1.6, I believe.
Perfect. He was 6'4".
He's big. He's big.
I would claim somebody's gonna claim him.
Well, good.
You don't give up.
He's been guys a healthy like scratch you three times.
You don't give up guys like that. He's what, 23 years old, 24. You don't just give up on those guys for nothing.
How long do you wait? Like, here's the deal. Here's the problem with Elise.
Jankowski is your best player in the playoffs. One of them.
Well, that's not hard. Bennett was the best player. Here's the deal, though. What do you do? How long do you wait? Teams' windows are smaller and smaller and smaller in the cap era.
To win.
And when you got what was thought to be, and that's, you know, that's the smoke and mirrors thing. Are the Calgary Flames really not as good as we all thought they were? Like, this is a serious problem. Like, I don't know how in the world you're going to come out of this.
So you think Bill Peters is going to shake up the lines like that? Or?
Yes. He's already put him in a blender once. He's going to do it again. He has no choice. What are you going to do? You just keep sending out these same guys, the same thing over and over and over, and freaking lose and be like, God damn, guys, we didn't do it again tonight.
What do you think of Tkachuk's comments?
What is he going to say? It's how he feels. It's how I feel right now. It's disgusting. Do you know how hard it is to get done watching that game last night and get on a radio show and try to be positive about it? It was hard. I can't find nothing positive. I mean, what happened positive?
Dave Riddick.
Yes.
That's about it.
And I thought Cam Talbot's been good, too. Lindholm was great the first part of the year. He's tailed off the last couple games. I mean, holy cow. Now Hamonic's hurt. Now, where are we going here? We got to do something. Yeah, big shocker. I got a little fired up, huh? Blake has a funny way of getting me fired up, and I was really fired up about that, and I was fired up kind of that whole episode. So check that out at iTunes. It's called the Debate Hockey Podcast. Check it out on InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com. We talk all hockey, and we debate all NHL hockey. But going back to what I talked about a little bit in that snippet, is what do we got to do to kind of get things going? One of the things that we've seen is effort, and which scares the hell out of me. But we need to get some jump in our step. Now, we saw that a little bit on Tuesday night with a guy named Dylan Dubé. Well, I look at this and I think, you know what? You infuse a little youth into this lineup and gives everybody a spark, pushes the veterans a little bit more. They got to give a little bit more, got to give a little more. And so I thought, let me run through a depth chart and let's infuse some youth. Now, of course, some injuries have come into play since I came up with this on Tuesday, which stinks. But I'm going to run through, and I've modified it a little bit, and I'll have to give you the modifications because I didn't plan on having to do modifications, but I didn't. Here's my first one. The depth chart I came up with was Gaudreau, Lindholm. I want him at center. I want him at center. And Tkachuk on the right side. Line two, Mangiapane, Monahan, and Bennett. Line three, I want Backlund centering Dylan Dubé, and let's call up Matthew Phelps. Line four, I want Derek Ryan with Lucic and Frolik. Reeder as my sub-in for Lucic when we need him. That strengthens us down the middle with Lindholm, Monahan, Backlund, Ryan. That's tough to beat. That's four good centers. And we infuse some youth, because you know what? If you take a look around the league, all of a sudden, Colorado infuses some youth, and now they're a good hockey team. I think it's time we take a look at that in Calgary. On the backside, I got Giordano with Brody, Hanifin, Hamonic. Hamonic's injured now. We'll get a revised edition in a minute here. Anderson, Chillington, Stone is my sub in. Riddick, Talbot running the goaltending like they've done very, very well all year. Well, and some injuries happened, some long-term IR happened, and now I had to revise it. So here's what I would do now. Let's go Gaudreau, Lindholm, Tkachuk, like I said. Let's put Mangiapane, Monahan, and Phelps. Let's go Lucic, Ryan, and Dubé, just because we have to, because they were so darn good the other night. Now, that might change, but they were good the other night. They deserve me to say that. I would go Reeder, Backlund, and Frolik. As my fourth, with Ronaldo as my sub in. Didn't like what he brought to the game on Tuesday, and I'm not sure why he's there. Now, on the back end, I think Brody's going to be back before you know it, so I'd say Giordano, Brody, Hanifin, Stone, because Hamonic's going to be out a little while longer, Chillington, Anderson, and then let's have Davidson sitting on the side waiting. We got Bennett injured, we got Hamonic injured. We need to infuse some youth. That's what I'm trying to get at. Plus, I pushing hard because I want Lindholm down the middle. I just think that would help us out so much. Monahan's disappointed me. He's my favorite player on the team. I got an autographed jersey hanging about 10 feet behind me here in the studio. But he's letting me down. He's letting me down. Topic number two that we're going to talk about on the show today is on last episode, on Monday's episode, we talked about grading the forwards at the quarter mark, and now we're going to grade the defensemen and goaltenders at the quarter mark. Let's run through the defense. Let's start with the big guy, the captain of the team, Mr. Mark Giordano. I would give him a C, and I thought about a D. And it sucks to say that, because I am his biggest fan. He does so much for this community of Calgary. He does so much for just everything. But he's fallen down a lot this year. He's made horrible pinches this year. He's caused a lot of goals, and he seems way out of whack. I think he's trying too hard. Coming off a Norris year, I think he felt like he needed to replicate that, which isn't possible because that's very difficult, especially at his age. And I'm not bringing the age factor in because he's a freak of nature, but it's just difficult. I think we're going to see a new Giordano. I don't think he'll play like this all year. So there's something to look forward to, Flames fans. Brody, let's get the other one that I thought was a little marginal. And I feel bad doing this coming off such a scary incident last week. But I would have to give him a D. He's also had some pinches this year that haven't been good. He seems sloppy and somewhat disinterested. Rolling on to Hamonic, another Flame that I like. He's a heart and soul guy. I'll give him a C. He just seems a little out of whack, too. Doesn't seem as comfortable with the puck in his zone and not quite as sound defensively, especially on some two-on-ones this year where I was just like, that didn't work so well. Hanifin, I'd give a B. I've liked what Hanifin has done for this team. He can do everything. He can play offense. He can, you know, back us on the defensive side. I like him this year. Anderson, I'm going to go to A-. I think Anderson's been really, really good this year. I think we have all have really high expectations for him. And I think so far he's fulfilling them. Now, I think I'm probably going to get some nasty tweets on this one and maybe some emails and whatever else, comments on Facebook. But I'm going to give Michael Stone a B. I don't understand why everybody's so hard on this guy. Has he been great? No, he had a really bad game late last week. I can't remember who it was against, but a really bad game. He's going to have his moments. He hasn't played a lot of hockey lately, fans. He's stepping in a real, real hard situation. And I think he's done pretty well. Tuesday night, I thought, was his best game of the year. Shillington. Give Shillington a C. He's also had some geo problems, falling down once in a while, but I've liked his game. He's a dynamic player. He's a good skater. He sees the ice well. I'm impressed. I'm actually really, really impressed with Shillington and what he brings to the game. And you know what I'm really impressed about? What he's going to bring us 2-3 years from now. Man, as this guy matures and keeps getting better, he is going to be a dynamite player on this team. Goaltenders, I'll give David Riddick, our starter, an A. He didn't look as good on Tuesday night against Colorado. I think he wants to have that second one back. But as a whole, you know, we worried all summer what we were going to get from David Riddick. And I think he's proved everybody wrong on that one. We got a starter, guys. We have a starter. Talbot, I am nothing to complain about. He in the 6-0 loss, that was not his fault. I'd give Talbot a B. He's done what we needed him to do. He's put us in position to win games. If you don't score goals, I don't care who you have in net, you're not winning the game. He's done his job. He has done his job. Let's talk some Flames news here and some things that have happened this week. Tuesday, the Flames recalled Zach Rinaldo from Stockton as assigned Tobias Reeder. Then Wednesday, recalled Tobias Reeder, along with Alexander Yelchin, who's played 2 years in the KHL and got 2 points this year in Stockton in 15 games. He'll come up because Hamonic's out and Brody is out right now. So we're going to need him to fill in the situation there. Sam Bennett, unfortunately, on Wednesday was put on long-term IR. What that means is that he is out for at least 10 games or 24 days. That's not good news. We need Sam Bennett. I know a lot of people rip on Sam Bennett, but we need his grit. We need his toughness. And quite honestly, I just feel like he's underachieving, and I feel like we could get more from him. TJ Brody is also on IR. So one thing, I just want to step back. As I mentioned that about Bennett, one of the things, I don't know if you guys caught this when I was talking depth charts, but I don't usually like to do this in a podcast, but I'm going to flip back here. I need to clarify one thing. Many of you probably listened and thought, well, hey, wait a second. He didn't say Jankowski. No, I didn't say Jankowski. Because I think it's time. I've watched enough, and if you've listened to all my episodes, especially early on in the year, I spoke very highly of Mark Jankowski. Very highly. I expected a breakout year from him. I honestly did. And we've got anything but. The guy is a disappearing act out there. He is lost. He is something is not right. He's lost. He looks unmotivated. He doesn't drive hard. I don't know if he's scared to make mistakes. I don't know what it is. But look at this stat line. 21 games. It's minus 10. 6 penalty minutes. 10 shots on goal. 10. In 21 games. 10 shots on goal. I don't know. Time to put him on waivers. I don't care if someone gets him for free. I'm good with it right now. Sounds crazy, but I'm frustrated with him.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, hockey fans. The Hockey Podcast Network and Flames Unfiltered are excited to announce a partnership with Gong Show Hockey Apparel. Check out the Hockey Podcast Network Twitter page. Every week they're giving away new fun things from Gong Show Hockey Apparel. Believe it, it was a hat last week. I think it's another cool lid this week. Get on there, win yourself some Gong Show apparel. Let's go around the NHL. Let's talk some things happening outside of the Calgary Flames. First thing we want to talk about is the Arizona Coyotes. Boy, did I underestimate them this year. Man, oh man, have they been good. Arizona is within 3 points of first place in the Pacific Division. Unbelievable how this team has been playing. They have been amazing defensively. Have allowed 49 goals only this year in 22 games. 13-7-2, 28 points, won 4 out of their last 5. This team's for real. This team is for real. Also, we need to talk about Chicago Blackhawks youngster, 18-year-old Kirby Dach. This guy has been showing them how to do it in Chicago. He's recorded his first multi-point game already. It's crazy to think at 18 years old, he's doing what he's doing out there. Be fun to watch him as the year goes and just see him grow and see if he can keep up the pace that he's playing with right now. He's got some good company with him. Taze and Kane, boy. Learning from some good ones there. Let's take a little bit of a look at the point leaders in the league at the quarter mark. And all skaters, point leader, Leon Draisaitl, 43. Connor McDavid, 40. Boy, that's a hell of a 1-2 punch up north, isn't it? Oof. Well, we wouldn't kill for those two guys, huh? John Carlson, defenseman for the Capitals at 34 points. David Pasternak, 32 points. Brad Marchand, 32 points. There's a dynamic duel there in Boston also. It's funny how these teams have these dynamic duels. Guess where they find themselves? Yep, that's right, guys, right at the top of the standings. Defenseman John Carlson leads away with 32 points. Dougie Hamilton, Mr. Old Calgary Flame, Dougie Hamilton, still glad he's gone, 22 points. Cale Makar, rookie from Calgary. Boy, that youngster is impressing, boy. He's ahead of Bobby Orr. I mean, he's, for a rookie, he is crazy what he's accomplishing. 22 points for him. Roman Josi, 20 points. Brett Burns, 19. Looking at the rookies, Cale Makar, as we said, 20 games played, 5 goals, 17 assists, 22 points. Olofsson in Buffalo's got 14 points. Martin Nakas in Carolina's got 14. Hughes in Vancouver's got 14. Makar's running away with this one, guys. Barring an injury, this guy is going to get Rookie of the Year. I don't know how anybody else will catch him. Hockey Fights Cancer is in November. We are running late in the month now. Make sure you get to InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com. Click on the Hockey Fights Cancer icon and make your donation. You can also do that on NHL.com. Help out. Cancer has affected so many people, so many kids, so many of our loved ones. Please, every dollar helps. Fan question is, we are cruising through this show, man. I'm not trying to hit fast forward here, guys, but I don't know. No Flames today, day off, travel day. They practice this morning, I guess, but I don't know. We're cruising along. Fan question. What team in the Pacific Division has surprised you the most? As much as it kills me to say it, the Edmonton Oilers. I predicted them in fifth, and they are sitting in first. And 2 weeks ago, when they were stumbling a little bit, I said, all right, here it is, here it is. They're going to start falling, they're going to start falling. They didn't. They're back up in there and at it. And Draisaitl and McDavid are leading the way, and it's they're an entertaining team to watch, and we don't play them here until December. So hopefully they can cool off, and we can find our way before then. I pray we found it before then. A couple of the teams in the division that have surprised me, though, is Arizona, which I just talked about a few minutes ago. They're another team that's really surprising me. And San Jose, I mean, they've won a lot of games here in a row, and they're still sitting in seventh place in the Pacific. They're going to need to keep that win streak going and keep things rolling to catch and claw themselves back up in this division. As much as we look at the division and say, oh, it's pretty tight, but it's tough to leapfrog teams. Teams are winning, so it's tough. It's a grind every single day to get up in those standings. And that's why we're worrying a little bit in Calgary. I mean, it's starting to get do or die time here. We're sitting 23 points. We're eight back of first. We were just three back just days ago. So look at how fast it dissipates and goes. So we also have games in hand, so we got to figure it out here. And it's not going to get any easier because Calgary hopped on a plane today and headed out to St. Louis for the first of a four-game road trip. Then it'll hit Philadelphia on Saturday, Pittsburgh on Tuesday, and I believe Buffalo on Thursday. That's some scary teams to play against. You're going into the Stanley Cup defending champions. St. Louis was 13-4-5. 31 points first in the Central, coming off a 3-1 victory over Tampa Bay. Calgary currently 6-10-11-3, 23 points fifth in the Pacific, coming off that 3-2 loss that we previewed early on in the podcast to Colorado. That game takes place Thursday evening, 6 o'clock Mountain Time. Then Saturday, November 23rd, Calgary hits Philadelphia for a Saturday morning game, 11 a.m. Mountain Time. That is stupid. I hate that. And you know, we think we got it tough. Listen to this one. The Vancouver Canucks, yeah, we don't like them, but the Vancouver Canucks played 11:30 Central in Washington, which is 9:30 in the morning Pacific in Vancouver's time zone. That's 9:30 in the morning on a Saturday. What the hell? What is a schedule maker doing? I don't like Saturday afternoon games. Maybe put one at 3 o'clock and then let's get rocking and rolling for a good old night of hockey night in Canada. But we don't want games during the day all the time. Come on. People do things during the day. Let's enjoy hockey at night. What's better than some tons of games or you're flipping channels? Come on, Flames. Let's get it going tomorrow night in St. Louis.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey.
Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.